The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Happy Tuesday. We are hanging with the boys. I'm Kurt Daniels, sitting in the big boy chair because our man, Jesse Holley, is off educating the youth of America. Instead of being where he should be, he's right here. I'm questioning his priorities right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We do have the great Nate Newton on hand.
Can so you talk us, about that bowl?
Okay, the bowl.
Hey, show the bowl.
There's the plaza. We've got Christmas decorations out there. Yeah, it's cloudy, but it's a nice 75 degrees.
There you go.
Feeling
there
good
you go.
Out there. We are. It's up to me and Nate to do the Braille, and you'll feel us when we speak. We'll try to get back with that. Let's take some calls at some point here today. We'll get rolling into that if you're all right with that, Nate.
You know what? I am so with that because I really want to hear what the fans had to say because we spoke on it yesterday, and I kind of hung out with Mick Schatz and had fun with them because I hope we can get a little bit of LBJ and – is that his name, OBJ?
OBJ.
How you do that, Chris? What is the kid's initial? I know him as Odell, and I'm going to start calling
him. Odell Beckham Jr., which is OBJ.
Yeah, I'm just going to call him Odell because that's very disrespectful trying to put initials on a cat, and it's wrong. So, Odell is his name, and so Mr. Beckham, for you young people. But he's a kid to me.
What do you think about this whole dog and pony show where they're – parading around at the Mavs game last night and all over social media? I mean, are you surprised how public this whole courtship's going?
When we used to do Plan B back in the day, that was part of the deal. Bringing guys in, whining and dining them, taking care of them, hooking them up with guys like Mike Irvin, excitable guys. And we never knew where they went, but we can imagine. But it's okay because when I listened to Mr. Jones, we did a game at the stadium this past week. Mm-hmm. And when I listened to Mr. Jones and looked him right in his face and they were putting question after question to him about this young man, Odell, and one lady asked him, "Are you uncomfortable not seeing him work out and just only do a physical and then you sign him?" Mr. Jones said he thought about it. Good question. I've done a lot of uncomfortable things. He said, but the great thing about this is it's better if both parties are uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So he was letting everybody know that, we could possibly sign this guy without working him out, but this guy going to have to make it where he's going to be a little bit uncomfortable, too.
Why would he be uncomfortable? I would think Odell's like, "Hey, I'm getting a payday. I'm not going to sign unless it's guaranteed, unless I get a couple years tacked on." I mean, what?
The thing is, though, we can say that out here in the real world, but you've dealt with contracts before, and you know that all contracts ain't what they seem because we tend to highlight, he's got 20 mil and 19 of it guaranteed. And then there's something down at the bottom saying, but if you miss this or if this go wrong. Yeah. So that's one thing we tend to forget about Mr. Jones and Mr. Stephen Jones is that they ain't just started doing contracts, they was doing contracts way before they got to the Cowboys. And the way they do contracts, you would think that they would be copying other teams, but it's a lot of teams around the league watch how they do contracts and come in behind them. So I'm excited about Odell Beckham and what he can bring to this team if he's healthy. But if he does not play this year, that would be a big disappointment, Kurt.
Right. Yeah. I agree. I mean, and Jerry has said, we need help right now. And I don't know if does help right now mean he's starting in 2 weeks or does help right now mean he's ready for the playoffs? You know, I don't know how that's going to work. It worries me some in that they're making such a big deal about this. This has become such a public thing. They're chanting OBJ at the Mavericks game last night. Fans are getting excited.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. Well, it's great, but yeah, okay, they sign him as like he's going to be this savior to come in and take us to the next level when he may not play for a month.
That
or we don't sign him, and then is it an embarrassment to the team?
No, because what I've seen in the last 3 weeks makes me feel real good. You know how I fought for CeeDee Lamb at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Quit trying to make him a number one. Just let him grow and be who he's going to be. And whatever he wind up being, he will be. But the last 3 weeks has been nice.
Yeah, he's
for CeeDee Lamb.
He's there, maybe.
And so maybe it'll get to the point where we can maintain it until this kid, Odell, is able to play. Mickey has him playing by not the December 24th game, but the game after.
Really?
Yeah, because you got to get him in and see where he's at. Is he in close to football shape?
Yeah.
Is he ready to grind that knee, you know, and come out of breaks and go into breaks? So you got to find out where he is. That at least going to take 2 weeks.
Right.
And then if he's at top shape and he's running, now you got to go overboard with the 7 or 8 plays you're going to ask him to learn.
Yeah.
You're not going to try to give him the whole playbook, but you're going to try to build some type of rhythm so him and Dak can be on the same page. So now you're in week 3.
Yeah.
And so, but doing in the playoffs, you kind of got to do like the Rams did, is you're going to have 7 or 8 plays versus most defense that he can see clearly as well as the quarterback, and let him roll from there.
Yeah, I guess that'd be, 3 weeks, you said?
Yeah.
If we go
3 weeks, what are we looking at? Because
we'd be at the Titans then, I guess.
Yeah, because it's a short week after the 24th. They're gonna hit it quick after the 24th, too.
Yeah, it's a Thursday game.
Yeah, so they're going to hit that quick. So. Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't really realize that. They're talking about how Beckham really helped the Rams
in
the playoffs. I didn't realize, though, that he had played 8 games with the Rams leading up to that.
Yeah, he did.
He had that opportunity to get into the flow of things, to get the knee built back up. He's not going to have that here.
No, and that is why I have stayed calm, because in all of the excitement, Mr. Jones has put protection in there. He's put –
What do you mean? What kind of protection?
If you want to protect your heart, I'm saying that type. And when I explain what I mean is, I want Odell. How good that would look with a star on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, for the first 2 weeks, all you heard is man. And every time he came on 105.3 The Fan, it was about Odell. And boy, I can't wait to call him. I can't wait to meet with him. All Dak, and then last week he say yes. But I need him now. That was the the first warning.
Yeah.
And then my second warning came when he said, I don't mind being uncomfortable, but I want him to be uncomfortable too. That's your second warning.
Yeah.
Now, you're so hyped and over the top till you ain't listening to these little built-in mechanisms he's put in place.
Right.
Not only for the fans, but I think he put them in there for himself too.
Probably.
Because 20 years ago or 30 years ago when I played, it wouldn't have been a question of a doubt the dude would have been running around in the uniform.
Yeah, so I don't know. I hate that it's become such this big circus that he's come. Because that's part of the worry, though, when he comes in, that he's going to draw this
attention?
We're
the Cowboys.
Well,
and I shouldn't say we. They are the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And this is what we do. And it is better than hearing about some young man that had an incident.
Right. It's good news.
This is different. And the people that this will affect the most, besides the overall team and trying to win, is this only affects the wide receiver room.
Yeah. Is that a concern, though?
Because that's why I think
every week they're going to come to Dak or they're going to come to CD. Well, you only threw to
CD coming. They are making it now where they have series where you can say, hey, this CD's series, you know, this is his series of plays. They're looking to get him going, and that is what a major part, I think, that I've been critical on Coach Kellen Moore about is I don't believe that you throw the ball all over the place. I think you throw the ball all over the place to a certain player.
Uh-huh.
I like for C.D. Lamb to catch the ball all over the field, and then we sprinkle it in to other people.
Hmm. All right.
And every great quarterback has had that guy. The big tight end for the Patriots, when he was there with Tom, that's who they put all over the place. Dunk, but then they had other guys that they – Amendolas of the world, you know, blah, right. blah, blah, where they plaster it all to keep you honest. But you have to have a player that you can depend on that's going to make that play. Then it opens it up for everybody else. But if you don't have that guy and you're trying to put it all over the place.
Yeah. So this is – so it may not be CeeDee Lamb that really is affected by Odell coming in, but maybe it's Dalton Schultz.
It'll be
Michael Gallup.
It'll be
Noah Brown.
Noah Brown. Mm. Because Odell, his greatness has always been, if you go back and look, he's always going to make one or two plays a game that can change it.
Okay.
You don't know when it's coming, because if you go back and look at him, and maybe I'm wrong, when he was in New York, he got a lot of targets.
Right.
When he went to Cleveland, he had to share it with another guy, one of his other running mates
Landry?
Yeah, from Landry. And so, which he didn't mind. But it got to the point where Baker didn't even want to throw to him.
Right.
Baker stopped throwing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they split. And then when he went to the Rams, they had enough players around because you had Cooper – you know, is it Cooper?
What Cup. Is Cooper it, Cup.
Is Cooper Cup. Okay, yeah. I don't want to because we got a Cooper here and I'll be messing up. So you had that guy. So he understands about sharing the ball if equal or better talent is with him.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm glad that CD has picked up his game and that they're starting to feature him more. Now that don't shake up the room as bad.
Right.
But – if they don't sign him, I won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of fans will. And it'll still be a lot of fans aggravated if they do sign him.
Yeah, it's you know, a lightning rod. Just looking at his Odell's games last year, he was targeted 10 times, 7 times, 8 times, 7 times. He got quite a few targets.
Yeah, but that's because he took all, I think Woods or whoever the second guy was, mm-hmm. he automatically became that guy. And you got, and he, like you say, he had 8 games, and they built him to that.
Yeah.
But once they built him to that, he took a lot of he took a lot of pressure off of Cooper.
Right.
Cooper Kupp, is I'm saying it right?
Yeah.
He was virtually unstoppable. Once Odell got there, Cooper Kupp was virtually unstoppable.
Right. Yeah. Boy, you that'd know. Be nice. Did you find it, and maybe this is just me being weird, but and I have no idea what all Beckham did yesterday, but they made a big deal about him going to the Mavericks game with two defensive guys. Were you surprised? Or maybe you wasn't hanging out
that's
with CeeDee
been
Lamb?
Calling
or?
That's who's been calling him.
Isn't that a little strange?
Yeah, but if I'm CeeDee Lamb – once you get here, I'm going to love you to death because you're my teammate.
Yeah.
But the competitive spirit going to definitely have to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm not going out with you. Michael Irvin was untouchable. And like I said, when we had the plan B, we would bring players in and guys would be showing around the facilities. Mike was one of those guys. He was untouchable. But if you brought offensive linemen in there, I don't want to show you around. I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to be enthusiastic. I'm going to tell you this is the place to be, but not coming for my job.
No.
Nah. Uh-uh.
I've wondered how that's worked with
– for me. I'm just saying for me. And I ain't talking about nobody else. I ain't saying that these kids wrong or right in their attitudes. I don't get into their, you know, what's wrong or right for their locker room.
Yeah.
You know, but for my locker room, Mike, do your job. But I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Now, when Prime came in, I was all over Prime and Charles Haley. Different positions,
yeah,
right?
Right. I've wondered how that works with players. Because I know there's a certain degree of working together and that sort of thing. But in the end, you want that job. You're both fighting for the same job. So it's
yes.
not, you know, so it's, I wonder how much have wondered how much help actually is given at times, but I don't know.
Man, this thing, only the Cowboys, you know, teams that are with winning records, with decisive, can generate this much. You know, Odell is going to Detroit. And, okay, wow, that's great. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you get what I'm saying, right? Yeah. You have to be doing this thing. Right. Oh, he's going to the Saints. Oh, okay, cool. You know? But hey, man, but he's going to and see, wow.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get it. Let's take our first break. Okay. This segment was brought to us by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Mm-hmm.
When we get back, I want to ask you some about what they're going to do at cornerback. Let's take some calls. What is that number? 888-855-2297. We'll get you all on the line some. But yeah, we'll be right back. Hang with the boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, with Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys. This December, the only thing hotter than the Dallas Cowboys will be the endless Cowboys Nation gift option. Chris, you got some microphone on there. There we go. Throw me off.
Yeah.
Let me start this over. This December, the only thing hotter than the Dallas Cowboys will be the endless Cowboys Nation gift options. Visit your local pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com, a Fanatics experience, and give the gift of the star this holiday season. Sorry, I butchered that. This second segment is also brought to us by blockchain.com.
Yes, so, sir.
Before we jump on the phones here for a little bit, well, first off, you mentioned the Saints that last segment. You mentioned them briefly. You watched the end of that, watched Brady work his magic again last night?
My wife, I'm going to tell you about me. I ain't down with losing.
Right.
And I love great players, and I love for them to be on great teams. I ain't mad about when they say the rich keep getting rich. I ain't mad about that because it's what is. Are you willing to work? Do you have them same opportunities? If you do, too bad because you wasting them. Tom Brady don't waste them. Tom Brady don't waste them, bro. Yeah. And since he told on great Robert Kraft, hey, you just hired yourself the best man for this job, and he's still doing it, Mr. Kraft. I don't know why y'all got rid of him, but he's still doing it.
He is still doing it. I'm still not as fearful as Tampa Bay as you and Jesse might be. I don't know.
I'm not fearful of Tampa Bay. I was fearful of, remember, the 49ers?
Yeah, yeah.
Because before Mr. Jimmy got hurt, but when Jimmy got hurt, we'll see a guy, I think his name is Purdy. We'll see what Mr. Purdy going to do.
Yeah.
See if he can be Purdy back there, quarterback. Yeah. No, but
he doesn't have to do much with that rest of that team around him.
Right.
All right. So, all right. What, before the break, mentioned our cornerback situation. Looks like Anthony Brown is out for the rest of the season. We're already down Jordan Lewis out there. That's two of your three starters. Won't be able to help you out the rest of the year. Looking pretty good with Trevon Diggs, but after that, what do you
young guys,
do?
Man.
Can we trust these young guys?
Yeah, yeah. Joseph got kind of gave up a touchdown. But he was in position. He was in position. He just got to put himself in the right position to be able to bat that down or snatch the guy's arms down. That just come with work. Kurt, this is not a great answer, but it's the only one I can give you right now. It's too late to worry. The injuries have happened. Yeah. The season is ongoing. And if there's anybody out there that really, really could have stepped ahead of Joseph out there on the streets, I think the Cowboys would have took a shot at him.
Yeah. Yeah. They've Nashawn Wright still in the fold here.
Yes.
Third-round pick last year. Maybe he'll get some opportunities. I've heard a lot of people talk about moving Mukwamu from safety to corner. I don't know if that's a good idea.
They will figure it out. And the game will tell them if they're right. That's a bad way to find out. But right now, you're not practicing wide open. You may get a half a day of full pads. You know, they are very limited at this time of the year. I think you get one a week for so many weeks, and then they're through. So these guys have to rely on their muscle memories and as well as their mental memory or muscle, I guess, if there's a muscle up there, with the brain. I just believe this right here. Dan Quinn, except for those games where we just got gash running the ball, have always found an answer.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Can they scheme ways to help, Joseph, whoever out over there?
I'm going to tell you the laxative to all of this, the medicine, the tonic that will save all of this, is stop the run so these boys can rush that passer.
Yeah.
And if these guys rushing that passer, the quarterback got to get it out quick.
Yeah.
So, and that right there, that means everybody just have to react.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good, bad, or indifferent, you just have to react. But don't let these guys have a chance to float around back there and help guys work open. You know what I'm saying?
How much can, this is one of the best defense, if not the best defense in the NFL right now. You've got 10 guys you feel pretty confident about, but you have one guy maybe out here on this all by himself on an island that you're not so confident about. How much can just having that one weak link hurt you?
If the guy plays technique, you don't worry as bad. But if you're a freelancer, if you're not good at your technique, it can worry you.
Yeah.
Because the good quarterbacks can find ways to get you as the game go on. You may not get you early, but as the game go on, I find a way and I eventually get you.
Yeah.
And so you have, like I say, it's about how quick can you stop the run and make that offensive coordinator panic. If you can make him panic and start slinging that ball all over the place, the little bit I've seen, these guys try to play hard. You hear me say that almost every week. But when you just don't have the talent.
Right.
You know, when you just – you playing with a defeated attitude – it just don't take much to collapse you. If the Cowboys come out serious, like they did against Minnesota, we know what they can do.
Yeah.
But we don't never know do our cow when they gonna get hungry and start eating?
Yeah,
you know they mess around like Jesse. I guess the word Jesse used play with their food for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like a baby kitten just messing around with the mouse. Yeah. The mom don't bring them and they ain't really hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think the talent might be the worry. You know, Joseph was a second round pick, right? So third, yeah. And you expect those guys to be contributing on defense, and neither one has.
And they're great special team players. You want to tip your hat to that, but fellas, y'all were supposed to been fighting for a lot of playing time with the regular unit. You know,
I think that the Cowboys at least are in a good position here schedule wise. Much like when Dak came back, his first two games were against Detroit and Chicago. Right. We're in this stretch now where maybe they have the Texans game to kind of try out some things.
Right, to get acclimated. I'm talking about on defense. On offense, I hear Dak saying it's new things, but you don't want to get in a rhythm of new things turning out to be bad.
Yeah.
Let the new things, some of them got to be successful, right? So that's my biggest worry. Don't try out too many things till you mess around and be working on stuff that don't work.
Yeah.
And we run against the big boys. You know, and it's hard for me to say, God, like Texans ain't big boys. They grown men too, but for some reason they don't have the right mindset.
Yeah. Well, which I guess you saw them trying things just this last week because just the offensive line combinations with, Peters coming in, McGovern moving. You know, McGovern played a little center, Tyler Smith played a little guard. I guess it's all just they're using these opportunities against lesser teams to just work on stuff, it sounds like.
You know what? And I'm not going to knock it. You know, I'll continue to tell you I don't like it because just when the heat is on and things get ugly and they get real muddy out there, you want the same five guys. I'm talking about from the offensive line standpoint. You want to be able to have worked through all situations and all games, but, you know, it's hard to knock guys when they're winning. You know, you can see the little deficiencies that they have and need to work on. And you just pray that they continue to work on it and get better, man. And I don't like the way we take our time to start playing as hard as we can play or as clean as we can play.
Yeah.
Because I think they're playing hard. But it seems like, okay, we ain't going to get clean until we have to.
Yeah.
You know, why not say, hey, we're going to come out and stay clean the whole game, you know.
I was surprised looking at some of the stats that the Cowboys rank 11th in average first half points. But the guy, you know, some of those teams in front of you got Philly's number one, Kansas City, Buffalo, you know, Seattle, all these good teams are among that. In the second half, the Cowboys are ranked first in second half points. But if you look at some of these defenses, Philly's first in fewest points allowed in the second half. You know, I think Buffalo's up. You know, it's the same group. And so, like you said, it's as we get closer to these games, you know, Eagles, Titans, playoffs, and if they don't figure out how to get going fast, getting out of that hole is going to be.
Yeah, because those teams ain't going to just let you, and even if you catch them, they still got enough power to score on you.
Yeah.
The thing is, when that thing – I'm going to tell you how bad it was against the Colts. When it started in the fourth quarter, you know, I'm taking notes. I'm writing as fast as I can, you know, not the smartest dude trying. So I ain't everything getting spelled perfect. But I'm like, after about that second turnover, I'm like, this is over. You can just see the arrow go out of the Saturdays.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to text, you know, I don't have Jeff's number. But I was like, man, do anybody have his number so I can tell him, hey, Saturday is Sunday. It's Sunday. Leader of men is Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Chris, do we got time for a call before this next break?
Sure.
All right. Bring him
on.
We
got Mohammed in Kuwait.
Oh, Mohammed.
Mohammed, how you doing, sir?
We shouldn't have made you wait. How you doing today?
Hey, guys, Jesse's not there, so I can talk about him all I want, right?
Right.
Well, the Guinness World Book of Records that Shannon was holding is still valid because now Jesse's making Nate say stop, stop. So,
I hear you, brother.
He had a Twitter, he sent a Twitter asking people, if you want to take OBJ somewhere to show him around, where would you take him?
Yeah,
I said Jesse's house, we'll do a barbecue. But then I thought, he might feed us air fried ribs. He likes that air fried.
Yeah, the crock pot or whatever he does. I don't think that's a good selling point there. We'd be in trouble then.
I have a question. Nate, you've always wanted to know who the Cowboys are this season.
What, yeah.
Is the Philadelphia game the one that will show you, or even if we lose that, we go to the playoffs, you still want to see them in the playoffs?
You want to see who? You want to see who, sir?
No, just do you want to see? Go ahead.
Do I want to see Philadelphia in the playoffs?
No.
If the Cowboys, will the Cowboys show you who they are if they beat Philadelphia, or do you still need them to show you who they are going further in the playoffs?
If they play hard and consistent and strong from the start to the finish, you about can figure out, okay, these are the guys.
Yeah.
We've seen the Minnesota game, but we've also seen the Green Bay game. And we were thinking, and maybe you were too, but you can tell me how you were really thinking. You were thinking that with the Colts up until the third quarter.
Mm.
Is this another Green Bay deal? Were you thinking that? How were you thinking about the Colts?
Yeah, I had a stomachache.
For sure.
I was still waiting for somebody to make a stupid penalty and bring the Colts back ahead of us. And so, you know, but I think the resolve that I've always talked about and seen throughout the season with this team, they're bonding, they're teammates, they really pick up for each other.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, is the Philadelphia game the one that will show us?
The Philadelphia game, along with the Titans game, will show us a lot, because we as fans, and me included, get so hyped. And but we have to look at the game as a whole, too, as analysts. You know, as me and Kurt sit here, we can't ignore the three quarters. And I'm quite sure Coach McCarthy is not ignoring those three quarters. And the better players on the team who have greater inspirations than just the first round of the playoffs, I promise you they are looking at it and seeing, how can I be better? How can I get my teammates going?
Yeah, for sure. But I do think – thanks for the call, Muhammad. I do think that if they can go into Philly and take care of business there and then turn right around and go into Tennessee and take care of, then I think you're really talking about a team that can continue.
Because what it shows you is that, like KC and like, guess who what, y'all? The Cincinnati Bengals are back.
Yeah, no doubt.
See, I never, that game never fooled me.
No.
That kid just came off a major surgery. They just put the offensive line together.
Yeah.
And the offensive line still ain't played great. The running back, Mixon is his name,
right,
have had some nice games. But this kid, I heard him say after the Kansas City game, you know, we're starting to get it. Mm. And this is the time of the year that I love.
Mm.
That's what I'm trying to say. The better quarterbacks in the league, they ain't hurting their teams.
Right.
You know. And
they're not just hurting them. They're
they're catapulting them forward.
Moving forward.
And so when I watched Tom Brady last night, I'm sitting on the edge of the bed cheering, and my wife came around the corner and looked at me. It's something about when you can take control of your team and be almost perfect.
Hmm.
If you'd have went back and saw some of now the first three quarters, you're like, wow, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, even the announcer's like, oh, he looked like he was washed up. Nah, man.
No.
You can't give a bulldog a grip. You can't. I mean, you can run him over with a car. You can drag him down the street. But if he ever catch that tie, that's all he needs.
Huh?
Yeah, he go pop the tie, and you're gonna find out your car is flipped. Yeah, bad analogy, y'all. I'm sorry.
That's all right. All right, let's take our second break, and then maybe just pop on a few more calls when we get back. But we'll be right back. Hanging with the boys.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to Hanging with the Boys. We are back on Hanging with the Boys. I'm Kurt Daniels, joined with Nate Newton. Our man Jesse is educating the youth of America today. Let's just go right to the phones. Who you got, Chris?
I got Sean in California.
Sean, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
All right. Good. What you got for us, Sean?
Hey, I'm just my first time caller. I'm a huge fan of you guys. Nate, you're a legend in our family, Cowboys forever. But I did want to say a couple things. I'm actually concerned if we do get Odell, only if Kellen Moore stops pounding the rock. I think we need to pound the rock and play smash mouth football, play with our defense and strength. I think that's where we win with the tight ends as well. I'm just nervous about Kellen Moore and the play calling, having to force the ball to Odell. My second is the corners. Are we going to look into free agency for corners? Because that was a big loss, I think, when we lost Anthony Brown.
Yeah.
And that's all I got, guys. I appreciate you guys. I listen every day. Go Cowboys.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean. First one there. I do think that could be an issue. If you bring Beckham in, is there going to be an expectation that you now got to open things up more?
I don't think Coach McCarthy will go for it.
Hope not.
Yeah, he won't. The thing is, the league has tilted a little bit. Not much. You know, you don't hear a lot, hey, this is a passing league. Hey, this – you don't hear it a lot. A lot of teams are willing to run the ball now because they don't have the better quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, it's only five guys in this league that I'll turn the rock over. And a couple of them are getting long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a kid in Buffalo. You got the kid with KC. You got still the greatest, Tom Brady. You got Aaron Rodgers, which he's got a bad thumb. And then there's one more guy I think I would – and I can't think of his name – that I would just say, hey, this is yours. Yeah. Do what you want. And even in Buffalo, you hear the whispers of, hey, we need to back this kid down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because this thing is too big.
Yeah.
seasons are so precious now. You know, the way things are going, you know, your team is changing every 30. You have your core players of 40 guys.
Yeah, I mean, third of the roster changes at least.
Yeah, so you're going to lose, what, 12?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got 30 guys, so you're going to lose 22 guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a lot of guys to lose.
Then as far as the cornerback situation, you know, Tuesdays are generally the day they bring guys in to work out, so it wouldn't surprise me if some names came out earlier that they brought in.
Mainly, I know Coach is probably looking at guys who have been in his system, around his system, so – you know, we don't know who those guys are.
Yeah.
You know, even guys that probably was in training camp with him at the last team.
Could be.
Yeah, that had a knack for it. Because right now you may not need to give the most gifted as athlete. What you need is a dude that can think. You need a dude with wisdom that can get himself in place to make a play.
Yeah.
We don't need that super athlete running around and doing what he want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Chris was reading off the names of some of the free agents that are still out there. I mean, there's nobody that really jumps off the page. There's not an Odell Beckham sitting out there on the cornerback side. But there are some veterans that, like you said, maybe have the knowledge, not necessarily the speed or whatever anymore, but the knowledge. Chris, you got another one for us?
I do. I got it's the Quan in Virginia.
Yes, sir. Quan, how are you today?
I'm all right. How you guys doing, man?
Good.
Great.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've noticed these last few weeks we're starting to clean everything up. Started off with the run game, cleaning that up. Just clean the penalties up this game. The only thing I think we need to get over is that every week interception or two by Dak. I don't think we'll survive one of those in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to know is what do you guys think? I heard Brian Broaddus say something about Jack Rabbit, Janoris Jenkins.
Yeah, he's one of those free agents. Thanks for the call, Duan. He's one of those free agents that Chris had reeled off. I mean, again, I don't know how much he's got left in the tank, but he might have the knowledge to bring in. He might be one of those guys they're looking at. Who knows? As far as cleaning things up, I mean, you'd hope as the season progresses they're going to do some of that?
Yeah, the thing is you got to see it for two or three games.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunate, not unfortunate. I always look at fortunate, you playing a Texans team where you can work on your techniques, be sound at what you do. Coach Johnson would always challenge us to try to play the worst the opponent, try to be as perfect as possible. Mm. You know you can't be perfect.
Right.
But if this team is one, let's say if this team we playing was 1-10-1. Oh, they are 1-10-1. You know, let's play as perfect as we can. Especially if I got a guy that's a lame duck in front of me, I'm trying to get a game ball.
Hmm.
And I used to tell Coach, I said, Coach Johnson, I know you love Mike and Emmett and Charles. I said, but I got a duck on me this week. And if I play almost perfect, if I get in the 90s, I want my game ball.
Well, is that a risk though? Because, yes, you can say, let's play a perfect game. But are these guys seeing, oh, man, I got that duck across from me. I'm more talented than them. It's a sack party, mm-hmm. You know.
No, I had goals, man. You have goals within the team. And I did not want to be one of them offensive linemen to play 25 years and get two game balls. And that's the game ball you got when you was a rookie with your first start and the game ball you got as your last game before they traded you out of here. Bye, Nate. We give you a game ball like a watch, like a gold watch. I wanted me game balls for beating up some folks.
Ooh.
And
you still got all your game balls?
Oh, yeah. I cherish them almost as much as the Super Bowls because you got to understand. I played with Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I played with superstars. I played with a Hall of Fame coach with the Hall of Fame. So where was the glamour coming for a fat guy if I didn't get a game ball here and there? You know what I'm saying?
How many did you get? Do you remember?
I got about four or five.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I remember one game. I think Coach saw it on my face because I'm like, game balls today. Game balls today. I think he went back and said, hey, man, you better get Nate.
Yeah, you got four game balls and like 10 turkey legs.
Yeah, man. I had Coach Madden's ear on them turkey legs. Yeah. Coach, if I just get close, Coach. If I just get close, Coach, I'm going to have a snicker fly for my mouth.
You were talking about guys that you bring in that you know. I'm just looking at the just guys available that are out on the street, street free agents. One guy that popped off the page, Kevin King, who played for Green Bay.
Yes, sir.
Remember him?
We could have drafted him.
He was a second-round pick out of Washington.
Came out the year with the guy that was a Taco Beller, right?
Taco Charlton?
No. Was he before that or after that?
I'm not really for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, Kevin King's one of them. And another guy I see is Maurice Kennedy, who was here last year. He's also a free agent right now. These younger guys. So a lot of the guys you know are older, like Trey Waynes, 29 years old. I don't think you're bringing him in. Joe Hayden, who played, I think he went to a team this year and got released. He's 32 years old. I don't know if you want someone like that.
Yeah.
Janoris Jenkins, 33 years old. I don't think you want him. So.
Yeah. We got a call. I just got a little couple more minutes here. We got one more call.
It's ringing. Let me pick it up.
All right. Yeah.
The thing that we are winning, and I never want to take the feel good off of winning. I wish we were doing at a higher rate, far as if we could have took them 53 points and spread it over three or four quarters. But the thing is, when it started. And you see, man, they are good. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to take the flavor off of winning, but, you know, you just don't want to have to duplicate that against an Eagles team because they're not going to let you do that.
No, not at all.
Are you going to your guy?
Sure.
We got Mike from South Carolina.
Cool.
Mike, how you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Kurt? And hey, how y'all guys doing today?
You the man. Nice. You the man.
Hello, I'm a longtime Cowboys fan, first-time caller. I was wondering about the receiver, James Washington.
Yes.
Do you think he'll be a great help if he was healthy or is he healthy?
Wow, that's a good question that we don't really know for sure. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's an unknown. I mean, I think most people expected him to be back quite a while ago, and they've just kind of kept him working out. Now he's on that 21-day, you know, working his way back, and so they're going to have to make a judgment.
And that window started last week.
Yeah.
So he still has.
What, next week they'll have
next
to
week he'll
decide
have,
something?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, you look at his career stats, he you know, it wasn't like he was lighting up the league beforehand. Maybe it was, you know, Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh was just over the hill but.
He's been flashing all his career.
Yeah. You saw him in camp, and I don't know how.
Well, not much.
Yeah.
It's like when they got in pass in a couple of days, like he was gone. Yeah. So, you know.
That's a big question mark that I'm not sure anybody knows for sure yet because we haven't seen him much. And some people are raising that question. I mean, why spend all this money on Beckham when you've got a James Washington ready to come back and they've got this other kid, Callaway, on the practice squad? Should you see what you got there, you know?
I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
Because the receivers that – Noah Brown, Gallup is starting to get it back. He's still, you know, from what the guy's telling me who know receivers, he's still working his way back, but he's starting to come.
Yeah.
And so, and I think Coach Kellum and Dak are starting to find their legs. So, I don't know. I don't have the answers for those wide receivers.
Yeah, Washington is a big mystery right now. And who knows? If they sign back, and we may never see Washington.
Right.
Well, we did it, Nate. We got through it. Appreciate your help today.
Bang.
Chris, thanks for manning the phones back there. Jazz,
yes.
Thanks for doing whatever it is you do. Brother Will upstairs,
Willie.
Thanks for getting us online. Jesse, we missed you today. Hope those kids are treating you right. And thank you all for tuning in and listening to us and calling in when you could. Hopefully we'll have the whole gang back together tomorrow. So
yeah, and this offense.
Yeah, we'll do our offense against Texas defense, which will
they don't
probably,
have a defense.
I was going to say that might be
they
a short.
They don't have a defense.
Might be a short conversation.
And we'll talk to computer tomorrow.
We'll talk to computer.
Okay, we'll have computer on as well. So, thank you all for tuning in. We will be right back here again 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes,
hang with the boys. Thanks.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?